B-Pod Studios.
A very amusing story for a guy that just didn't catch on that his relationship was over with. Part-time Hollywood actor is scheduled to go on trial this morning on a misdemeanor charge of following his model ex-girlfriend to Southwest Florida and stalking her. As a defense, the woman never told him that she had broken off the relationship. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Stan.
Joffrey, with a G. What do you want? What do you want? I'm in the middle of a show.
Well, I know you're in the middle of the show, but you always make it easy for people to call in.
Of course I make it easy for people to call in. I just kind of hope it's not you calling in.
Well,
what do you want? What do you want? I got other people I can talk to. What do you want?
I
ain't got all day.
I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am that you had these problems with your neighbors. That's just horrible.
Okay, that's none of your beeswax. For all I know,
I
it's
heard
you.
That it was just crazy.
If I didn't see, I don't see any dogs running around, but if I did, I'd assume you moved in next door. What do you want? What do you want?
Well, I wish I was your neighbor.
No,
you wouldn't have
I don't.
Those problems, and I would make you cookies and cake.
Yeah, then, then for sure, I'd move out. I'd move out. I'd go. You'd have the whole place to yourself. What do you want?
Why are you trying to hurt my feelings?
Because I don't like you. I don't like you. You're an irritant to me, and I don't know if it's good to even have a conversation with you, because talking about this guy stalking, you know, you have enough of your own problems. You can't go within 500 yards of a school.
That's why I was calling, because what this guy is going through is pure hell.
The guy is going through pure hell. What about the woman that he, stalked?
Don't you think that's
pure hell?
According to what I read.
Yeah, what did you read?
It seems that it was all just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, right. Apparently, 127 email messages telling, how much she loved him.
Well, I could understand that. I mean, sometimes you don't know if it goes through if you don't get a reply.
How about she moves away, and that's kind of a hint, leave me alone. You move away, away from me.
I've emailed you probably 200 times.
Yeah, I know, but I got a block on you now, so I don't even know when you email me.
Well, I apologize, but if you don't get a reply, you're only screwing yourself.
Right, don't talk to me that way. I know it's a little tart in your voice there. I don't want to hear it. Don't start with me. Don't make me call a cop. I will.
Why would you call a cop?
I'll file harassment on you. Leave me alone.
I'm telling you, kindness become illegal.
I'm telling you publicly right now, leave me alone. Now, I got you on the phone. I have to take your phone call because, I make it easy for people to call in. What do you want?
Well, it doesn't sound like people are just knocking your door down with phone calls. Your phones are dead. I mean, you're no Jim Rome. Peace out if you want. But
what do you want?
It sounded to me that you were disparaging this gentleman.
Yeah, he's a nut. He's a stalker.
I have been through similar things.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all. What have you been through?
And were that's you, why I
you're a stalker.
That these things can be just simple misunderstandings.
You have that tendency. You have a tendency to stalk because you don't have a lot of good, solid friends. You got to go and wear down people that you meet.
What do you mean wear down?
You just wear them down, emailing.
What are you being mean to me?
What do you want? Did you ever get arrested for stalking?
I was never arrested.
You were never arrested.
You say
that with uncertainty. Were you, in fact, in a lockup?
Well, if you're going to hang up on me, just hang up.
I'm not.
I will tell you the story.
I want to know. What? What happened?
It was about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was prior to me meeting my wife, Sarah.
Right?
And I was involved with another beautiful woman.
You sure it wasn't a boy?
Why do you say hurtful things like that?
Okay, you're involved with another beautiful woman.
Her name was Diane.
Diane.
And we had gone to school together, college.
Right? Is that when you went over to Grenada for a while?
No, this was community college.
Okay.
And we single-handedly turned the drama department on its ass through sheer will and power.
So you were in a couple of plays with her. Right, and you automatically assumed that you were dating her.
Well, we did date.
What do you mean you did date?
We did date, and we ended up living together.
So you actually moved in with her? Just the two of you, or did you have other roommates that were in the drama club?
No, we didn't have other roommates.
Okay, what happened?
It was her and I and our little babies.
Dogs. And so what happened?
Our little babies, I miss them so much because she got custody.
Right, okay. Yeah, stop whining about
they
your babies.
They were the most adorable
They're dogs.
Little shih tzus. You see, Diane and I were both very much into mythology and classical civilization.
Yeah, whatever.
And they were named Atlas and Athena.
Now, how did you get arrested and put in jail for stalking her? What happened?
I was never arrested.
Did you spend time
put in jail?
What were you put in?
We had a spat.
Yeah, a lover's quarrel.
And she went back to her mother's.
In another state?
No.
Same town? Okay.
And we just had these cute little things that was our little language, our little code, all our own.
Right, you're pathetic.
And one of them was
what a perv.
That we would ring the telephone.
Yeah.
And we would let it ring for however many numbers of rings, and each number of rings corresponded to a letter. I thought it up, and I think it's pretty clever. Like, for instance, if I were to call you.
Please don't.
And let it ring once.
Yes.
And then hang up.
Yeah.
That would be an A.
Oh, God.
Whereas if I let it ring 26 times and then hung up, that would be a Z.
Why not just pick up the phone and talk instead of letting the phone...
That's no fun, silly.
All right, so what happened?
Well, when she moved to her mother's...
Why did she have to move out of the house to begin with?
We had a spat.
Right, your fault.
There's no point in placing blame or pointing fingers.
And she took the shih tzus with her.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Atlas Athena.
Right. Okay, so you had a spat. She moves to the mother's, and you start crank calling her.
It was not crank calling. I was trying to send her a message.
I bet.
Love you. Now, you can imagine how many times you have to call for each individual
Right, sure,
letter.
Sure.
And it was about that time that caller ID came out.
And the mother saw these phone calls of ringing, hanging up, and you...
I can see where it would seem a little twisted.
Yeah, sure, it's a little twisted. You're calling up her mother's house, ringing the phone, hanging it up, and she don't know about any code, and I'm sure that your Diane there didn't want anything to do with you. She moved out!
And then I tried to get through to Diane's heart, because her mother was trying to keep us apart.
I bet.
And I really wanted to see my babies.
Right, so that's the reason why.
And her mother did have a restraining order put out.
Not surprising.
But I wanted to see my babies, and I wanted to see my Diane.
So what happened?
So what I did was, taking my dramatic background, I would show up at times dressed as different characters. Like, for instance, there was once that I came dressed as Mark Twain.
Right.
And was just peering in the window, trying to catch a glimpse of Atlas and Athena.
Right, what a perv.
And they would call security guards
sure.
and police on me.
Sure. What finally was the straw that broke the camel's back and got you arrested?
Well, I became very perturbed.
Yeah.
At one point, because I was trying to send flowers to Diane's workplace.
Yeah.
And these bitches that worked there kept sending them away.
Yeah.
Now, I know if Diane knew, but it was me sending the flowers, she would have accepted
them
carefully.
No, she wouldn't. You had it, by that point in time, you had a restraining order on you.
At that point,
you're stalking her with crank phone calls at her mom's.
And these bitches are turning my flowers
away. And they're sending them back because she won't take them.
Well, it wasn't her. It was the people there.
Right, so they arrested you.
No, they did not arrest me. What I did at that point was I said, okay, Jeffrey, you're just going to have to deliver the flowers yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen the FTD logo.
Yeah.
And it's Atlas. And so I put my head to it, and I went to Ben Franklin and put together an ensemble.
Is the guy
closely approximate Atlas, the god of speed, delivers flowers?
He's nude.
Somewhat, yes.
It's nude. You got picked up for indecent exposure.
And I delivered the flowers.
I bet you did.
And I know that it was those bitches.
Yeah, why?
Because they came out and yelled at me and called the police on me, and I could see Diane crying in the background because she was so unnerved by their discourteous treatment.
Maybe embarrassed by you. I ain't got time to talk to you anymore.
I was never arrested.
You were arrested. Restraining order.
It was a substation. It was not jail.
Goodbye, you stupid ass.
Why are you mean to me?
You're a stupid ass, is what you are. And don't call me or email me anymore.
I wanted to be your neighbor.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida.
I don't know about that.
Stan and Haney Afternoons.
What are they? Is that a dog and a parrot in the thing? Hi, everybody.
Got it. Good. Move on.
Stan and Haney.
Although it's noted and I agree.
Thank you. Before we do anything, my wife has a present for you that I brought in today.
Well, that's awfully thoughtful. Yeah. I don't need a present. There was certainly no present expected on this end, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's not necessary. That's awfully nice, though.
She ordered this because you can't get it east of the Mississippi. The champagne from the wedding. There you go.
Is that what you had?
That's it. There you go.
Look at this, and we would have never found this brand.
It is
White Glove John brand champagne.
Yep. We went to the big booze superstore,
and you can't get it east of the Mississippi.
You can't get it. You gotta go to them on the West Coast and order it. So she ordered some and wanted to make sure that you had a bottle of it.
Well, let's chill it up, and we can have.
I am not in disagreement with you.
Now, what we have to do is find something similar to this that's accessible locally, and then every day at, 4:30, whatever you think is appropriate.
Yeah.
You and me both take a little tipple.
Yeah.
Half for you, half for me.
So both of us daily kill a bottle of champagne.
Because, I don't know how many people are aware of this. But you happen to be a 57-year-old man.
I don't look it.
I'm 53, and people are always going, are you kidding
me? Really? What's your secret?
And most of it is cigarettes and radio.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
But, doctors say that it's good for you to have, a glass or two of wine for your health.
Absolutely.
I cannot stand wine, and I certainly wouldn't drink it at home, but if we make this part of our daily regimen,
right,
that way we're getting our wine and healthy alcohol intake.
The thing is, we're both radio professionals. We know how to handle ourselves on the air. We're not like some part-timer that goes and gets drunk.
No, the reason
we can handle that.
The reason that I brought it up is, over my long career as a consumer of alcohol, drank a lot of beer, and then got tired of it, then moved on to spirits, and found spirits that agreed with me. Just so happens they agree with you, too,
yep,
what we call the old blue flame cocktail.
Yep, some spirits that don't agree with us, we discovered those, too.
Yes. And then at your wedding, which was morning/early afternoon, a time that I was not interested in imbibing. We had the toast for your wedding.
Yeah.
And this is the champagne that was provided. And I hadn't had champagne. I may have done toast with people over the years,
right,
weddings, New Year's, that kind of thing. But never did I think, boy, I could go for a glass of champagne.
Most of the time it's overwhelming. It's got a taste that's too winey and too bubbly. And
exactly. But the champagne that you had at your wedding, I had 3 glasses of this just because I didn't want it to go bad on
right.
But what I noticed is it was nice and cool and
yep,
bubbly.
Refreshing.
Yes, going down. And you have, after that little glass of champagne, you have about a 3-minute buzz per glass. And it
burns
comes
off.
It comes and goes so quick, it's like it never happened.
Yep.
And it's refreshing there for a second.
We got a bucket here. I know we have an ice maker in the place. Get the thing chilled
down. Stan, we've got one better.
What?
We've got a producer.
Wait a second. Stand up for a second.
He is standing.
Oh, are you wearing a turtleneck? Well, I can't make
out. He's trying to impress Brad.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Stan and I are doing it right as retired gentlemen in the bar of the country club.
Yeah, we're dressed as retirees.
Yep. What job do you wear a turtleneck to?
I don't know, one that pays more than minimum wage, I would believe.
Oh, well, it won't be here. Do you remember when Brad used to wear turtlenecks?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think he's trying to impress Brad. Brad used to wear them those skin color.
Yeah. But he doesn't
understand. Like a peach.
He doesn't understand because people that try to emulate Brad,
yeah,
he despises them.
I know. Well, Brad doesn't wear turtlenecks anymore. And the turtlenecks he wore, swear to God, would make him look like a walking penis.
Yeah. And you know why he doesn't wear turtlenecks anymore? Because we made statements like that.
Yep.
You know, I bet he does at home.
Oh, probably in the there's that's Brad's preferred color for turtleneck.
I know. I don't understand the turtleneck.
I don't either. Do you remember when we
that
all...
has to have been designed by a woman because they like us to wear things that make us look silly,
do
and
you,
then they go, "Oh, you're."
Do you
so
remember
handsome.
When we ordered the Dickies?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what a Dickie is?
Yeah, because for a while, Brad made us wear turtlenecks, and so we had to turn to faux turtlenecks.
You know what one is, right?
No.
Okay, wait a second. Now,
I
got to touch on both of these. Brad, it's true. When we got our staff shirts, you know, we'd get some good staff shirts, we'd get some bad ones.
Candy canes.
Yeah, one time, Brad got us K-Rock shirts, and they were turtlenecks. And nobody wanted to.
He's found the Dickies now.
Now, Dickie is a turtleneck around the neck.
It can turn any shirt into a turtleneck.
Yes, and then you just put it over your head, and it's cut off just at, you know, right around the shoulders.
Yeah, it's like a hood.
And then you put a shirt on, and it looks like you're wearing a turtleneck underneath, but you're still cool.
Yep.
We had a company. We ordered, like 20 of them.
From the original Dickie company.
All in different colors. And I swear to God, you can take anybody in a t-shirt, a polo shirt, throw that on there, and they're ready to go to any meeting.
Yep.
transform your appearance.
The greatest invention since the clip-on tie.
Yes. It would transform your appearance.
All right. Now he's successfully deflected into the world of turtlenecks and Dickies.
Yes.
When all we need him to do is to ice down our champagne.
We need a bucket with ice to ice down the champagne.
Not a problem. I'll work on it right now.
And we're going to need a couple of glasses and a way to open it.
Oh, you go open that with your hand. There's no cork. It's got a stop, you know, pop.
But it looks, with all the foil and everything, like you would need one.
No. Nope.
So it's a plastic
just
cork?
Probably. I don't know. But you
then why are you telling me?
Because I'm telling you that's how
well,
you open
don't
it.
Open it now.
I'm not opening it now.
I want it nice and bubbly.
Here. They got the warning.
Well, no, anything California, it'll have a warning on it.
Yeah,
you could order, like, a plastic screw, and it'll tell you California.
To avoid serious eye injury, point bottle away from self and others. Contains under high pressure. Yeah, you get the thing off, you peel the foil
and
off.
And you're pointing it right at me.
It's still foiled up. It's not like it's ready to go.
So is this cost prohibitive? I have no idea how much it costs.
Oh, it's very cost prohibitive. This was part of like the wedding package that you got.
Yeah.
And we looked it up online and said, oh, it has a much better taste than what it's priced at. It's not expensive at all. She got a case of it.
Really?
Yeah.
How much was it for a case?
I don't know. Let me ask her. I'll get you an answer before we come back.
You're talking two figures?
No, not even close. Look at this. This microphone is so out of phase. I go, no, it splatters.
Yeah.
And they wonder why I don't want to text you. How much?
Yeah, you can't say anything when he's texting
was,
either. It'll mess
hold
him
on,
all up
stop now. How much?
Can't say anything. He has to sound it out.
How much was the
It should auto spell champagne.
Case. I'm just going to say case. She's going to know what that is, what I mean. Send. All right, we'll find out. It was not that expensive. The shipping was probably as expensive as the champagne itself.
You see, that's where Amazon is a lifesaver. It's a shipping company more than merchandise.
I don't think you can't get this on Amazon either.
No, but that's what I'm saying, because right. We get so used to, I'll just order it. But then when it's not Amazon and you order from someone, the shipping on this is outrageous.
Yeah.
And
I think it was about the same amount.
And it'll take it more than a day to get here. Well, screw that.
So,
look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Now, there's a producer. We'll forgive that turtleneck. Now, let's get to work on the glasses. How about that?
You know what? Dave is on the road right now. He was ordered to pick up T-shirts. And Morgan, his boss, ordered him to do it.
Hold on a second. It says it's available at Walmart.
No, it's not. It's not. Walmart somewhere else. Take a look in the region, and it's not available. Trust me, I've checked it all.
Walmart, sparkling wines and champagne.
Dave's on the road. He can bring back a couple of champagne glasses.
With what?
Oh, that's right. He's driving around without any money. Oh, he's got money. Haney's money. But he ain't got nothing to go and bring us champagne glasses. We'll be back.
So it's a brute, huh?
Yes.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't understand that world.
It's a brute champagne.
But what does brute mean?
I don't know. Look it up. You're right in front of a computer.
Okay, Ridge Cabernet.
Okay, we'll be back.
Marlowe.
Stan Naney, 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Vicodin, Percocet, OxyContin.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Coming up on the show today, are you smarter than Haney?
Yeah, I guess not, because I was ridiculed and told that brute means extra dry.
Okay.
I guess that's what I like, extra dry.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Because okay. I know I like Canada dry.
Yep. So that's why you naturally like this brute champagne.
Yeah. It's on ice.
Safe word at 4 o'clock could get you a thou.
Can you believe this? I love the way the president handled it. Here it is. I'm not going to make you wait weeks.
4 o'clock, he's going to be side by side with the president of Ukraine, who already said, no pressure. What are you talking about? Biden was mentioned 9 times. No, he wasn't.
And how are people allowed to interfere with the president doing his job?
Yeah. Here's the only thing, and before we get into what we got to do, here's the only thing, and I heard this last night.
This is insane.
You have the whistleblower that did not hear it firsthand, that almost 3 years into his presidency, he still can't trust someone in that inner circle.
And you know what that tells me? He's exactly what we need.
Yep.
Because where was the whistleblower years ago that could have come out and said, the president of the United States is about to give Iran billions of dollars. They've got it set up for this helicopter drop.
Because the president then had a sealed, confidential people around him. Somebody in that White House does not have the president's or the country's best interest in mind to go and leak it. And a secondhand person, that means something's coming out of the White House.
Which means that Trump is exactly who he said he was, because Trump shows up. He's not on either team.
Right.
He's alone. And when you go and you're looking around for who can staff this place, It's all people that are on one team or the other.
That's why he keeps his family close.
And, you know, when it comes to the bureaucracy of the people that stay there regardless of who's there, he's got no control over that.
No. Coming up just after 3 o'clock today, I've got a real treat for you. I took an excerpt from the Fox Nation about Biden. You're going to effing love it. You're going to love it. This will show you what kind of person he is.
You know, I hate the fact that he's running because he's an old man.
Yep.
Not a very good politician.
No.
But, and you're going to play it. I found him amusing over the years.
Oh, he's amusing. There's no doubt about it. He's amusing.
But I don't think he should be president.
No.
And you think about what he's gone through. The life of tragedy that he has had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting with that car crash where his wife was killed.
Yes.
Two of his children survived.
Yes.
And then the golden child.
Yeah.
The one who did things right.
Got cancer.
And died. And he's left with the black sheep who continues to F up
and embarrass
drag his name.
Daddy.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll play it for you. It's very eye-opening, especially for a generation of young first-time voters who don't realize.
Who only know the plastic surgery perfect teeth Joe Biden.
Who don't realize he did this in 1988, too.
Mm-hmm. And was laughed out of town.
You'll hear. Xfinity and the internet. You need it. Almost every minute of every day, you need the internet because you've got shows to stream, emails to reply to. That's why you need Xfinity to get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster.
You know, I definitely noticed the difference. I told you I was playing my game with people elsewhere. They didn't have Xfinity, and so I'd have to wait for them to load, and they'd be glitching all over the place.
Yep. Enhanced network security. All of your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop onto your network.
Hey, who's that?
Set curfews with parental controls. Pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity. The best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, and awesome.
And you can get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply. All right, let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41, North Naples. Oh, ladies, there's a new product out there. Well, I may as well just advertise it right now since they're one of our fine sponsors.
You smell that? It's in the air. Catch a whiff of the new fragrance sweeping America, made from the scent of corruption and the smell of desperation. It's impeachment.
It's impeachment. Try it out as Congress's new fragrance.
When it comes to cologne, some say it's
horrible, one of the worst ever.
Others maintain it captures the essence of a
pile of garbage.
It's impeachment.
Talking about impeachment.
Will it pass the smell test? Impeachment. The aroma of politics as usual and the odor of abuse of power. Either way, eventually, that stank's going to end up on you.
It's impeachment!
Imported from the Ukraine. Impeachment, the new fragrance from House of Pelosi.
It stinks.
What a beauty.
Yeah, real beauty.
This really...
Well, it's not going to stop, Haney. You can go and sit there and go, oh, I can't, but it's not going to stop.
No, it's like Trump is the Roadrunner and they're Wile E. Coyote.
Yep, they're idiots. Oh, look. Have you noticed this week, the new fall TV season?
Tonight, NBC launches another division of Law & Order.
Gonna have to keep those people back.
Oof, what happened to this guy?
Wrong place, wrong time.
You said it. What's under his hand there? Give me a straw to pull that out.
How about a stick? Plastic straws are hurting the environment and turtles.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Oof, this is gonna make it hard for me to have a burger for lunch.
Actually, if everyone could eat less meat, it would have a huge impact on our overall greenhouse emissions.
Shut the f*** up. Can I get a bright light under his body when they take the pictures?
You know, people who leave lights on all day.
Shut the f*** up.
Law and Order, STFU. Brand new tonight on NBC and streaming online.
People who leave their computers on all day are responsible for wasted electricity.
Oh, shut the f*** up.
Thank you.
I saw this story on the Daily Mail, and it creeped me out. And it's turning out to be true. A couple from Indiana adopted a little girl from the Ukraine.
Oh, my God. Yes, this has been popping up for days now. And when I first saw it, I thought, that can't be right. That can't be right.
It is right. They adopted a little girl from the Ukraine several years ago who had dwarfism, but would always stay small.
And where's she from?
The Ukraine. Then they were accused of abandoning her when they moved to Canada. But it turns out that little cute little baby girl with dwarfism was actually an adult posing as a child. The what? Couple who adopted her say she threatened to kill them multiple times.
So who was lying, the parents or the dwarf?
The dwarf. The dwarf.
So the dwarf really was old.
Yes, 20-something years old. Here's the mom, the adoptive mom, talking about what this little dwarf tried to do to him.
She was hiding knives in our couches. She was talking about she was going to kill family members. She poisoned people. She put chemicals in the coffee. We were told in the medical paperwork that we had that she was 6 years old. She would stand over people in their sleep. She'd be standing in the middle of the room and she would say, "I'm waiting for the right time."
Creepy. Creepy.
Because at first, they tried to make the parents sound like they were the bad guys. That the dwarf was only 6 years old, but they left the dwarf an apartment and told the dwarf to say that she was 21.
Yeah, well, she is.
You know, that is so common. Not the dwarf part of it, but with all of the refugees and immigrants in Europe, all they do is shave and say, "I'm a minor."
Yep. Cop a shave and there you go.
Yeah. And I'm 12. It's a 27-year-old man.
I do this as a public service. A new poll is out and found that the most popular way to order burgers is well done. 40% of Americans like their burgers well done. 24% of people, and you're wrong on this, like your steaks well done. I go to the expert.
Firm, but with a little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Look at this.
What?
Come here for a second.
Okay, all right.
I was just trying to find out how much the champagne costs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't know about that?
No.
I'll tell you about it outside. It's another layer of protection for us here at Beasley Broadcast.
You know about this, Rod?
Yeah, I was told certain email accounts won't work as well.
Yeah.
All I did was search for the champagne. And it pops up, website not allowed. Alcohol and tobacco is restricted.
Yep. I got the number for you, the price. She bought six bottles for $50. Shipping cost $35.94 plus another $15.75. Oh, no, I'm sorry. $50 was total for the six bottles. $35.94 plus $15.75 shipping and handling.
So is the shipping $17 or $30?
$15.75.
So 13. It's $50 plus $15.75.
No, it's $34.
What?
$34.94.
What's that for? The champagne?
The champagne.
Okay, for six bottles.
Yes, plus $15.75 shipping.
And that's it? There's no other charge?
I don't know. $50 doesn't add up to $35.94 plus $15.75, does it?
Kinda.
Okay, roundabout.
I don't like this.
Oh, and don't look on your personal email either.
I don't like this one bit.
I'm sorry.
I knew it was a matter of time before the technology turned against us.
Yep.
Been saying
it's not turning against us. It's the company. There's a difference between us having to have the ability to go check out things on the internet versus the office end of things.
But we're not an office.
But we're not.
Aha! I found my way through one. They don't know about this website.
You can also go incognito.
$6.98 a bottle here.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's good, though.
Yes, it's very good. That's why we were talking to the guy over at Total Wine. He's an expert. Mm-hmm. He said some of the bottles of wine that are like champagne that are $60, $70 a bottle test more poorly than cheap bottles.
Because I'm not an aficionado, but when I did your wedding toast,
it was good.
It was like, okay, I'll be polite and have the champagne because I don't even really like it. But then I was like, hey,
man,
not bad.
I said the same thing. Ringo was on Fallon. They did Yellow Submarine with a bunch of kids' toys. So we say. There you go. When we come back, we'll have the phones open for you. We'd love to hear from you. I also have a little Joe Biden clip for you. This was part of a featurette that was available if you go and watch Fox Nation, which is an app. It's like Netflix or something. And I subscribed to it, and I saw just a wonderful special. And it dealt with, Joe Biden when he first wanted to run for president. I'll have a little excerpt for you when we come back.
To give you an idea, he was soundly defeated by Michael Dukakis.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here, about 49 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Less than a half hour away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Karen will be joining us. A lucky Stan and Haney listener going to get a chance to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in 6 categories. If you defeat Mark Haney, you'll get yourself a nice prize. That coming up in less than 30 minutes. Now, what did you want to add before I get into this?
Well, if you recall, I think it came out last night, talking about Trump's conversation, which has been released, and you can see everything about it with the president of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And there was one thing that I found truly compelling, and the real reason why I couldn't wait to read the transcript. It was stated that everything the president was saying about it was true, but there might be something in there that we didn't know that would raise eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
You know what that was? And
what?
It's not being talked about.
What?
During the course of the conversation, yes, there's the talk about Biden. Keep in mind, this is the president of the United States talking. He knows things. And he suggested to the president of the Ukraine that he believes the original DNC server,
mm-hmm.
which the FBI
yes.
never saw, is in fact in the Ukraine.
Yep. So, by the way, real quick before I get into this, do you know what the counterpunch is now after the release of the transcript and both the president of Ukraine and President Trump saying no pressure?
Is this in addition to the fact that the inspector general found that there was political bias all over the
yes,
place?
Yes, with the whistleblower.
Yeah.
The Democrats inquired and they realized this is how bad it gets and how it just goes deeper down a hole and there's no end in sight.
It's all BS.
The Democrats have realized that this was the second conversation that the two leaders had together. And since they can't find anything in this one, they are requesting the transcripts from the first phone call. What a bunch of BS.
And I've heard it said it'll never happen. But, okay, let's talk quid pro quo. Trump, with the Mueller investigation, with this, you know, Congress claims, he won't cooperate. No, he gave the Mueller investigation access to everybody in the White House, every friggin' document.
Not gonna stop.
And as soon as this starts up, he preempts it all by releasing it. It's nonsense.
Fox, Haney and I lived through this, by the way. And I know that we're dinosaurs and a lot of people.
And you keep watching it and you see the same
yes.
exact playbook.
Now, Joe Biden, good guy Joe Biden, the former vice president, continuing the Obama legacy.
But what I was going to say about a quid pro quo?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got all Trump's information. I would like to see Vice President Biden's conversations with the Ukraine.
But you won't. They got the transcripts of that, too. Biden ran for president in 1988. He was one of the front runners. He was
initially.
He was at the height of his popularity.
If it was going to happen, it was going to happen then.
He was the chairman of the Senate committee that would go and approve of Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And his first big test was President Reagan's nomination of Robert Bork.
Now, nobody questioned whether Bork was qualified.
Overqualified would be
mm-hmm.
even...
There was no question about that.
But at the same time, Biden, heading up the Senate committee to recommend nomination of Robert Bork, he went later on the Clarence Thomas stuff and all. He was running for president. He was very popular. He thought it was his time. He was going to run for president. What better way to parlay the television attention that he uh-huh. was getting as chairman of the committee to run for president? And then the wheels started to come off.
As it often does with
and
Joe.
It has been completely swept under the rug. Fox Nation is an app, much like Netflix, that you can get. and they put out tremendous documentaries. And there's one on Joe Biden right now. And they will give you samples of what you can get if you go and subscribe to Fox Nation. And one of them was the time when Joe Biden was running for president and chairman of the Senate committee to approve or disprove work for the Supreme Court. Allow me to play this brief little clip for those that don't remember this time.
Well, it'll show how much things have changed, right?
And Joe Biden, the front runner for the Democratic nomination for president today. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden.
Well, folks, my name's Joe Biden. I'd like very much to be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States.
Several matters have been raised with regard to my presidential campaign and the conduct of it, and about my my freshman year in law school 23 years ago. The first is the matter of whether or not in a California speech a year and a half ago, or whenever it was, a year ago, that I quoted Robert Kennedy without attributing it to Robert Kennedy.
Yet the gross national product does not allow for the health of our children.
Cannot measure the health of our children.
The quality of their education.
The quality of our education.
Or the joy of their play.
The joy of their play. It doesn't measure the beauty of our poetry, the strength of our marriages, the intelligence of our public debate, or the integrity of our public officials.
I did not know that was a Robert Kennedy quote. My mistake. Number two, at the Iowa debate, I did not say, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock. I should have, but I was talking about me. Now to the tough part, my record in law school.
What law school did you attend, and where did you place in that class?
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only need 123 credits, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. I've done some dumb things as a senator, done some dumb things as a lawyer. But ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I did something very stupid. That's it. Fire away. I appreciate you being here. And lest I say something that might be somewhat sarcastic, I should go to board hearing.
Go, Joe.
You know, it's been a while since I've seen a picture of him then. I stand by it. He looks like a different person.
Yeah, he's had so much work done. He's a totally different person.
I mean, he didn't have his Hollywood looks then.
No. He was losing his hair. He didn't have his teeth all completely capped at that time.
No, he had hair on the sides of his head, bald on top.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. But we lived through
it. And his face is different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's had his favorite thing when he was vice president was the Botox. He had the Botox of the eyes, Botox of the forehead. You look at him today, there isn't a damn wrinkle on his face.
And a full head of hair.
And a full head of Biden transplanted hair. But here's the one thing about Joe Biden 1988 versus Joe Biden today. He's an old man. You saw in 1988, despite all of his plagiarism, the wheels were turning.
In 1988, that's when he had his fastball. When he was saying things like, I'm dumb. I do dumb things.
That was him at his sharpest. And looking at it all these years later, they showed in this documentary, they showed and all they have all of his advisors that were with him at that time and some of the reporters that covered it. And they said Joe Biden had an ego on him.
Why?
And he wanted to go toe-to-toe with Robert Bork. And
oh, come on, that's not fair.
And it wasn't. And his advisors told him, stay away from it.
It's not a fair fight.
Don't start quoting case law.
I would not sanction that.
Don't start quoting case law. Don't go toe-to-toe with him. Don't go on intellect. And they show his segments of him trying to go at him. And it looked like just a shooting gallery. And that Supreme Court hearing was the first time that senators crossed the line in smearing a person for the court, literally going out and smearing them. And it was so uncomfortable for a lot of the senators back then, including Biden. Biden wanted to beat him on intellect. He couldn't. But some of the senators, i.e. Ted Kennedy, wanted to go and use fear-mongering and to make him out to be, well, what are we here today? A white supremacist, a segregationist, white power, which he was not that. He was probably one of the most scholarly people on the law ever, and they were even saying before the nomination process came, he was overqualified for the Supreme Court because he wrote or had an opinion in so many cases over decades that he knew the law backwards and sideways. And they said the first two or three days where he had to sit on the committee and be questioned, you know, it's exhausting. Bork relished it. Because these guys tried to go at him with case law. And his son described it as, my dad would look forward to the next day because it would be just like him sitting in his living room with other attorneys talking case law. And he always won. And so he's sitting there with these beneath him. And they weren't getting anywhere. And then it was time to bring out the nasty stuff. And Bork's problem was he was pompous. He knew he was the smartest brain in the room.
Well, if you're him, you almost can't help it.
Yeah.
Because just like I was saying, it's not a fair fight.
And he was the news elected media.
Elected officials messing with someone of his caliber, it's not even close.
And the news media would use a 10-second clip, which would make Bork look like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And then it made perfect sense. They smeared him. Amazing to watch.
And if you go back and watch those things, and then it devolves into Clarence Thomas.
Yep.
And then goes even further down with Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and how low they will go. And they went low. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. Are you smarter than Haney? Stan and Haney, 96 KRM.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 KRM.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a foul if you hit the G-spot.
Stan, I just want to make one more point about all the nonsense that's going on. It's not a joke. This pissing match that they are constantly engaging in has real world
it sure does
implications.
Yes, it's ruining the country and it's ruining the world.
They with Pelosi's nonsense, they effectively crashed the market.
Yeah.
And as soon as Trump releases the letter, whoop,
yep.
Back up.
It's all reactionary.
And that costs people money.
Yep.
That's not acceptable for make-believe games.
Yep. Hi, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
There's our sunshine.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to turn the day around. The lovely Karen has joined us. Time to play
Turn it around. I thought it was going pretty weird.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I really question that.
We got champagne on ice. Where'd it go?
Yeah, right there, but we're not allowed to drink it.
What?
Not allowed.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you heard Mike Mingus.
Mick Mungus?
Yeah.
What a beauty.
Yeah, real beauty there. we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Lucky Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. If you defeat Haney, you're going to get $50 to the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. The lovely Karen is here to be your lifeline. She's going to be a lifeline for both of you. If you want Karen to answer your question, you don't want to even tackle the subject, say, I'd like to use my lifeline before the question is asked, and Karen will ask it for you. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions,
nothing trick at all.
Jerk, all those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too much time. And you lose. Rule states to even be eligible for a prize, you have to get at least two right, so you can't tank it, or you'll walk away with nothing. If you defeat Haney, $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. If you would like to challenge Mark Haney in an edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? We'll let the... There is something...
Geography.
I know you're going to start with geography. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, I don't like your phone connection, Bob.
No, it's not his connection. You didn't like his attitude.
And his attitude. Sorry. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, there's a connection. Have you won anything from us in the last 60 days, Michael?
No, I have not.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would love to.
All right, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline, Michael.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Michael. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Let me write your name down, Michael. And then Haney. All right, guys. And you're familiar with Karen as your lifeline. Before I even ask the question, you say, I want to use my lifeline for a category. Karen will answer it for you.
Yep, I got it.
All right. The categories, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Now, Michael, listen to his question. If he misses it and you have that category open, you can steal it. Understood?
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
Here we go. And Haney always starts with geography. He's made that known. So we begin with geography for Mark Haney. Haney, what exotic bloom is the national flower of Singapore?
Orchid.
You are absolutely correct. It is the orchid. Nice job. We're underway. Michael, category?
I'll do sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure to get things started with Michael. Let's see. Okay. In sports and leisure, Michael, what is the name of the first kick, also called the front kick, learned in karate class? What is it called? The first kick.
The first kick. I would have said front kick, but...
There is a name for the first kick when you take a karate class. That first kick, it's called the 3 seconds.
Strike?
No, incorrect. Any you can steal.
Hi!
No, incorrect. Anybody?
Karate
anybody?
Kick.
No, not the karate kick, Karen.
Karate.
Karate. It is called the snap kick. Snap kick.
Okay.
All right.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, what did the Incas believe happened to them after death? What did the Incas believe happened to them after death?
They were reunited with the sky people.
Incorrect. You can steal it in history, Michael.
Well, I'm going to guess that they believe they were reincarnated as animals.
Well,
reincarnated.
Because you had the right word included, reincarnated, I'm going to give it to you.
I want to ask you an honest question, Stan.
What?
If it was me, would you have given it to me?
Yes, I would. That is not true, Rob. I would not have had him buzzed.
No, I don't begrudge him the point. I'm just wondering if that would have worked both ways. I'm curious.
Well, we haven't gotten there, so I don't know.
There's an honest there's answer.
It's honest.
Give him the buzzer on that. The ding. There you go.
Michael,
I appreciate that.
You stole. You have control. Geography, okay. Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I will go with entertainment.
Entertainment. And you want to answer it on your own?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right. Let's see. In entertainment. What fast food chain sponsored the Destiny's Child 2005 World Tour? What fast food chain?
Destiny's Child 2002, you said?
2005.
2005.
I need an answer.
Okay, I'm going to go with... I'm going with KFC.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Haney, you can steal an entertainment.
McDonald's.
Correct.
I should have guessed McDonald's.
And Haney, you have control. History. Arts.
Don't feel too bad about it because I was thinking it's either KFC or McDonald's.
Yep.
You saved. I should have gone McDonald's.
History. Arts and literature.
History.
Science and nature. History for Mark Haney. That's a little too loud for me. All right, here we go.
There, calm down.
This is a good one. In history, Haney, what month in 1912 saw the Titanic go down? What month of the year was it in history?
March.
Incorrect. You already have the category, Michael. Anybody care?
Is it January?
Incorrect. Ooh. Rob, do you know? Do you know?
April.
It was April.
April.
It was April.
I was so close.
That was it, April. Michael, control, geography,
yes.
Entertainment, arts and literature.
Wait a second.
Science and nature.
Was it late March where there could be some question
it was
about
April
the international?
12th.
I was thinking if it was April 1st, I might have an argument.
Michael, you got geography,
yes,
entertainment, right. Arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure, and you still have Karen as a lifeline.
I think I'm going to use Karen for science, or I don't know if I can pick the
category.
Okay,
you sure can.
So I'll use Karen as my lifeline for science.
Science and right. Nature, Karen, lifeline for Michael.
She's already got the smock on.
In science and nature.
Let's do this.
Look at her with all those test tubes, beakers.
They're all coming out.
Let's see. In science and nature. Okay. And I want it specific. There are things that could be interpreted as this. I want the exact answer.
Okay.
Oh, way to be
we'll
a hard-ass with Karen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to do it this way all because right. It's a specific word that they have.
Let's go.
This is for Michael.
Yes.
In science and nature. Thank you, Rob. What animal produces cashmere wool?
Ooh.
What animal produces cashmere wool? And I want the exact animal.
Okay.
What animal produces cashmere wool?
Is it the lamb?
That is incorrect. And I'm going to go to Haney. He can steal in science and nature. What animal produces cashmere wool?
Sheep?
Incorrect.
Is it a chinchilla?
The goat.
A goat.
We go to back to Haney, who has control of the board. Haney, history, arts and literature, science
history.
And nature. History for Mark Haney.
You should not be bogged down on a history.
You should not be. Find one here. Okay, this is good. That might be. I say this is good. I will accept somewhere in the neighborhood on this because it's a difficult question. If you're way off, I will not accept it. If it's in the neighborhood, a little bit on either side, I'll accept it.
That's nice of you.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
For history, Haney, how were Theodore and Franklin Roosevelt related?
Cousins.
More specific.
Distant cousins.
More specific.
How much more specific?
I said if you're in the neighborhood. More specific.
I don't know how more in the neighborhood
don't
I
know?
Could be than distant cousins.
Distant. That's not close. What are they, 15th cousins,
third,
second cousins?
Fifth.
He understands the question. He's just...
What
more,
are you accusing
more,
me of?
You know, more specific.
More specific.
I don't know, 12th?
Incorrect.
F you. They were distant cousins.
And Michael, you have the category.
That
they
is
were
right.
They were fifth cousins.
Wow.
Now
that
if you said fourth cousin or sixth cousin,
no,
I would have given it to you.
Unacceptable.
That is I prefaced it before I asked it. Distant cousins? No, that doesn't count.
Were they reincarnated as animals?
I'll give you that one.
I say see, distant cousins.
No, that doesn't count. Distant cousins, 12th cousins, 8th cousins. Michael.
Karen, am I alone here?
No, I think you were close enough.
No, close
distant
enough.
Cousins.
No, not even going to count that. Michael, geography, entertainment, arts and literature, science and
you
nature.
You really are a
sports
real
and leisure
beauty.
Let's do entertainment again.
Entertainment.
Be careful there, caller, if you look at what Stan's doing.
Nah, you got this, Michael.
Let's see.
Jesus. What a ripoff.
In entertainment, Michael, what was the name of David Bowie's extraterrestrial glam rock alter ego?
Mouthful.
Yep.
It is, Ziggy Stardust.
You are correct.
All right.
Ziggy Stardust in entertainment. 2-2. We have less than 6 minutes to go in the game. Haney,
it's
history.
It's tainted anyway.
It's not. I prefaced it before I asked.
There's
it.
A 2-point swing due
there
to
is not. That
your
is
interference.
So untrue. Haney, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I am trying to preserve the integrity of our game show.
Oh, for
and
the love
you
of Pete.
Have,
I'm not going to accept you, distant cousin when it was the answer was fifth cousin.
What is a fifth cousin?
I told you to be within the area, and you said cousin and distant cousin. I said be more specific, but you couldn't come up with it. Even Karen said, you know, like eighth cousin, but you still went and played deaf and dumb on me.
What I'm saying is that's not an acceptable question to
That
ask.
Is an acceptable question.
No, it's
For
not.
For crying out loud, will you get one of these?
No.
History? Arts and literature,
I
science
think
and nature.
You need to be impeached as host.
Arts and leisure.
Because you are destroying the integrity
please,
of our game show.
Will you please? Time's limited. Category, please, Mark Haney.
I would like Karen to answer arts and literature for
All
me.
All right.
Because
arts and
I
literature.
Just can't be bothered right now.
Needs a little break.
All right.
No, we need to look at every possible way that we can remove Stan as host of this game. He is a danger to the game.
Let's see. In arts and literature.
Yeah. It's obvious what he's done.
I have not done any. It's obvious. Yeah, we need a special committee to look at
yep.
this. Okay, Karen?
Yes.
For Haney,
mm-hmm.
in arts and literature, what war was taking place in the novel Lord of the Flies? What war is taking place in the novel Lord of the Flies?
War World One.
Incorrect. Incorrect. You
Good
can,
enough answer,
you
Karen.
Can, you
Good
can,
enough.
You, I need more specific. Michael, you can steal
yeah.
it. What
okay,
war?
I don't
it.
Know. I'm
I'm
going to get Spanish American.
Incorrect. World War II.
Oh my God!
World
I was
War
close
II.
Enough.
You were close. Yeah.
I mean, one
yeah.
or two.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, the integrity of this game, Michael.
Ooh, that got me.
Within the vicinity.
Geography, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I'll try sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for
Stan
Michael.
Stan is making a mockery.
Yep.
He's just not suited to be a game show host. He doesn't
yes,
have
I
the
am.
He
don't
doesn't
you,
have the temperament.
How dare you? Michael, how yes. many points is a jack worth in a game of blackjack?
That is worth 10 points.
You are correct.
Right.
10 points.
Right.
You didn't get 10 points. You got the category correct.
Oh, okay.
It's worth 10 points.
I'm still mad about McDonald's, but thank you.
See? Haney.
No, it's, everybody can see it. You take a look at what's going
everybody
on.
Everybody can. This is plain as day.
Yep.
You know what? I'd like recordings from earlier games. See if that was going on then. History, Haney. History, arts.
Well,
and,
I think there needs to be a full investigation.
Yep. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature for Mark Haney. Let's see. I'm going to ask this one.
Of course you are.
I'm gonna...
You'll be even more reckless than you have been to date.
Haney, what is the alternative name for a guitar pick? What is the alternative name for a guitar pick?
There is no alternative
yes,
name.
There
it's
is.
A trick
there
question.
Is. There is not. That, there is a name for the guitar pick. What's the name of it?
You mean like a technical name or a nickname?
There's a technical name. What is the guitar pick? What's the alternative name to a guitar pick?
Placebo?
No. You can steal, Michael.
Yeah, if Mark doesn't know that one, I definitely don't, but... I'm just going to guess like something like strummer. I don't know.
No,
the string strummer.
It is called. It is called a plectrum.
What?
Plectrum.
Ah, wow. Pick.
Stan, how long have I been playing guitar?
All your life.
I have
I'm
never,
telling
ever
you, it's a plectrum.
That.
Look it up. Rob, look that one up. A plectrum.
Stan,
P-L-E-C-T-R-U-M.
Walk plectrum. Into any venue, find the guitar tech, and ask for one.
There is the definition of a plectrum. There it is right there.
I'm telling you right now.
I asked you. That's not the more common name.
You go and ask anybody with a guitar anywhere, do you have a plectrum?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Only the makers know that that's what it's
Christ's
called.
Sake, I've had it. You know what, Michael?
I win.
You got no. No, you don't win. No, you don't win. No. Michael has three. You have two.
This is a
conspiracy. And I'm ending the game. Michael,
unacceptable.
You got the pewter mug.
Oh, thank you very much.
I feel like
Andy's playing under protest. But
yeah, well, you know what? You want it fair and square.
Well,
he should have known what a plectrum is. I'm looking at a picture of it,
and
it's a guitar pick.
With the Game Show Guild to have Stan permanently banned as a game show host.
Hold on, buddy. Karen, I'm sorry you had to sit through
it
that.
We saw.
Karen, I'm sorry he had to rip you off too.
You know, it's as plain as day.
What's one world war from the
That's
other?
What's saying.
One world war? One's the Great War, and one's. We're gonna
distant cousins.
Distant.
I would say
fifth
that
cousin.
Describes fifth cousin.
No, it doesn't. But no, if you said fourth cousin or sixth cousin, I would have given it to you. I've had it. We'll be
well,
back.
Of course, because you don't have the temper.
I am about to
be
had it
a
with
game
you.
Show
I'm
host.
About to had it with you. Safe word. Coming up in seconds.
Unacceptable.
You're unacceptable.
Problematic.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you got less than a minute to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. The word being grand, G-R-A-N-D, grand. You can put it in at 96krock.com, K-Rock mobile app, or you can text grand to 45911. If you can't get it in time, the next opportunity for a safe word will be with Rob's show at 6 o'clock. He will have a new safe word. And I'm looking at it right now, and I won't say what it is.
You know what?
However,
people don't use that word anymore.
What?
Isn't that grand?
Yeah. Well, you know, you owe me a grand.
I do?
No, I'm just saying. There it is used in a sentence.
I was going to say, how'd you figure that out?
Absolute Law text line, a musician just texted us and said, it's a plectrum, Haney. It's a plectrum. Absolute Law text line. Haney vaulted over the line. I couldn't agree more. You made a mockery of that game. It had nothing to do with the host. The host was honest,
Stan,
the whole time.
You are continuing to lie and cover things up. I have spoken to Chairman Mingus, Chairman Rob,
yeah.
Chairman Dave,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
Chairperson Maxine Waters. And they all agree that you are just dirt.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by...
And I know you put out a statement that said, how can you remove a game show host for no reason?
How can you do it? For no reason at all.
You watch me.
Traffic is...
Because we are going to have investigations...
Yes. A select committee.
Yep.
A special investigation with a special prosecutor.
And my man, Jay Nads, he's got an investigation going on involving a hot tub.
Traffic is brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. I could use it right now. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. For more info, go to amrageroom.com. Let's see what we have on the board. Two in Fort Myers crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road right by the Speedway. Then we got a crash. Fort Myers, Plantation Road and Idlewild Street. And in Lehigh Acres, crash. 37 Homestead Road North right by the First Choice Food Market.
There you go.
And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to deliver today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, a local radio game show host finds himself in hot water.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. We played a little flashback bit of the Flintstones where there was an entire episode where they were just fascinated with Busch beer.
Absolutely.
I don't know if this has anything to do with that, but a ice cream shop in Iowa has now created Busch Light flavored ice cream. Because it's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Slate.
Nice and foamy.
Boy, I could go for a beer, Barn.
Oh. Me too, Fred.
But you know, you say you want a beer. There's really only one kind that'll do it.
I know what it is. Busch beer.
You know more about this than I do, so when I do the story, feel free to add right. details that you may
all
know.
All right, I'll wait until the story. But what is it?
A couple is accused of abandoning their adopted 9-year-old...
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
They say she was actually a sociopathic 22-year-old dwarf.
Yep. Catch her smoking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember in the old movies? I don't know what it was, where they'd have the baby in the baby carriage and it would be the guy in there smoking a cigar.
Yep. Dateline Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh, I can't be good.
A woman is arrested for throwing an avocado at her elderly roommate in retaliation for eating her avocado. And finally, a woman mistakes wasabi for avocado and winds up in the hospital.
Yeah, a little surprise there.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important.
You smell
what? That I don't even have that disc in there.
Too much CD player.
I
for
don't
you.
Even have that in the machine.
It's a ghost in the machine, and it's happened several times now.
That is so weird. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is Pharmacist's Day.
Oh, okay. I like my pharmacist.
I miss my old pharmacist.
Well, the ones that would get that pistol and mortar and grind up your medications?
That's a pestle.
Pestle?
Stan.
No, right. Pistol's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that goes with your stamen.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before becoming a pharmacist.
Top questions to ask yourself before becoming a pharmacist.
How will I handle it when a gentleman named Cletus attempts to buy 50 boxes of Sudafed?
Or somebody named Dave.
Is there some sort of college course in deciphering doctors' handwriting? Have you ever looked at your prescriptions?
Yeah. What about them?
Well, it just reminds me of when you're a kid and you go to get a baseball autographed and you get it back and go,
yep.
What is that?
Yep. I think some of it is because A, bad handwriting. B, but I think some of it's like Latin or something when they write it out.
Hmm. Because you look at the ball and, you know, show it to your buddies. Hey, look what I got. Yeah. What is that? It's a bunch of scribbling. No, yep. It's not. That's Pedro Guerrero.
You tell them, Juice.
Am I mature enough to recommend a stool softener without laughing in the customer's face?
You know everybody's business, though, if you're a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
You and what they need.
You know too much.
Yes. Do you have any questions about this prescription? No, just fill it.
If someone's running low on heart pills, can I substitute Skittles in a pinch? Can I spend 8-hour shifts listening to instrumentals of Coldplay?
Oh. You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Come down later for Moose Soup.
Oh, we will.
How bad is it if you get caught selling Adderall on the side?
Laugh it up.
Yeah. That's why Dave's in such a good mood today.
Woo!
Matt Magus even asked him, what is it? The other day, the last 2 days, he's been coming in all woe is me, and now he's all off the rails.
Woo!
We know what that is.
Woo!
Yeah, because sometimes he's real depressed, and sometimes he's just bouncing off the walls.
It's just raining crap.
Yeah, Adderall.
Woo!
Am I mentally tough enough to spend more than $100,000 on a degree just to end up working at Walmart all day?
Yeah, well, it's where the beginners start.
Can I control my gag reflex long enough to answer an 80-year-old's questions regarding foot fungus?
Tell you, they know everything.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before becoming a pharmacist.
Yes.
Do I really want to spend my life handing out boner pills? And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay,
you know, it really is weird that, you know, your boner pills are at the pharmacy. It seems like they should be placed by, like, right between smokes and beer.
Yep. You know, lump them in the same category.
Yeah.
You know, a weekender.
Yep.
This person did not leave their name. I see their email address, but they did not leave their name. And, I guess did it from the school computer.
What?
It's a school computer.
What?
And I wish this person would email us, and I'd give them complete credit. Ahoy, gentlemen. I just wanted to say that I am 14 years old, and I love your show. I'm in high school now, and I'm just barely able to catch the start of your show every day. I am super amazed that you guys have been in the business this long.
You and me both.
Keep doing what you are doing. Signed, a fan.
Hey, guys.
Sharp kid.
Yep. Yeah. Certainly ain't Billy. Because that came from a school. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, before I get into the Guardian's letter, he sent another one. He wanted to know the source of that thing you read about kids and what they're learning. And remember the little passage you read that was published somewhere about kids?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a link.
All right. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, the other day you briefly mentioned the teaching of kids and what they are teaching. Well, the fact is that the NEA gets a huge amount of money from none other than George Soros.
He's everywhere.
So now the left has lost their damn minds. This whole thing reminds me of a Looney Tunes cartoon. Pelosi is kind of like Wile E. Coyote, always getting things from Acme.
Wait a second, I said that.
I know. Well, you know, great minds think alike. Which would be people like Schumer and Schiff, she keeps buying the crap they are selling, only to always fall off the cliff. It is like the coyote trying to catch the roadrunner. And as we know, the coyote never catches the roadrunner. Today will be another day where the coyote falls off the cliff, and the roadrunner makes her look like the fool she is. I want to see Biden and his cokehead son investigated and punished. This is getting way out of control. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Well, you know, lost in everything yesterday, Trump gave a tremendous speech at the United Nations.
Yes, he did.
And you want to know why they hate him? Look at his United Nations speech.
Yep. Told him to shape up.
And made it very clear that he will never give in to the globalist forces.
Yep. And I guess the, was it the Argentinian ambassador that was at the UN, spent the time reading a book, which was the supposedly a huge insult. Read a book. I don't know which book it was.
Huh. Argentina.
Yeah.
What a beauty.
Yeah, real beauty. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic. And then I'm going to tell you about the return of one of my favorite things to go to, Cape Coral Bike Night. It returns. We'll tell you when and where after we take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Naples. Couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Gunnery Road North and Buckingham Road. And then in Lehigh Acres, we have a crash. Lee Street and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Yeah, I love Bike Night, Cape Coral Bike Night. It returns Saturday, October 12th, 5 p.m. Things get underway. It's going to be on Southeast 47th Terrace in downtown Cape Coral. K-Rock going to be at the big field stage. You know, they got that big field stage out there. And we're going to have a ZZ Top tribute called ZZ's Best. And it's free. Free admission. They're going to have vendors there. Plenty of food, drinks, gifts. Lots of new surprises as we begin a new season of Cape Coral Bike Night. First one going to be October the 12th, 5 p.m. Cape Coral. Complete details at 96krock.com and on the K-Rock mobile app. Ahoy!
Hi, Bob.
Ah, jeez. Oh, if it isn't the King of Hancock, our man from North Fort Myers. What's going on there, Bubba?
Well, let me tell you, something, Bubba.
What?
Normally, I don't get involved in politics.
Well, no, yeah, I've never known you to even vote. I don't know. Are you a registered voter?
Well, I reckon it's going to be up to me to set this right because I don't like you taking shots at Joe Biden.
Oh, come on. What do you care whether I take shots at Joe Biden or not? The last person you voted for was in 72. I think it was Wallace.
Now, look, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like Trump.
Yeah.
But I got an awful lot of respect for Joe Biden.
Okay, and I'm willing to hear your alcohol-polluted brain tell me why you got a lot of respect for Joe Biden there, Bubba.
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
Joe Biden reminds me an awful lot of a man that I have the utmost respect for.
And who's that? Your stepdaddy or your real daddy that died in prison?
You shut up.
Sorry. That was inappropriate of me, and I apologize. You had a rough childhood.
Joe Biden reminds me of a man who sold me my first car.
Man that sold you your Joe Biden. So you're comparing him to a car salesman.
Yeah, but okay. This guy gave me a square deal on a Dodge Dart. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of good use out of it. Mm-hmm. And I've always, because they looked alike, they was gentlemen that took an awful lot of pride in their appearance. And I don't want to tell that at school here because I have never personally smelled Joe Biden, but I just imagine it's a man that wears cologne.
Yep, probably like Old Spice or High Karate or Ice Blue Aqua Velva.
And people don't understand it because he come from that time and a place when back slapping was normal.
Uh-huh, all right. Well, but okay, why do you want to call this show up and start talking about Joe Biden? Aren't you out partying or something, or at the strip bar?
Well, if you must know, I'm making plans, but I'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
But Joe Biden is a good man, and see, people don't understand that it used to be a way of ingratiating yourself was to tell somebody's daughter how pretty they was.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it wasn't that he was trying to make sexual advances on a little girl.
Right.
He wanted to make that little girl feel special so her daddy or a mama would like Joe.
Uh-huh. All right, and so you admired that. Are you a pretty handsy guy yourself?
Well, not too much no more, because you get trouble doing that.
That's right.
Know that.
Yeah. So times have to change, and that's from a different era.
Well, it may come as a shock to you, but I am known in the state of California as a justice-involved individual.
What have you ever, first of all, what do you got to do with the state of California and a justice-involved individual? You're from North Fort Myers and haven't traveled out of the county line in your entire life.
Because the state of California refers to me as a person impacted by the justice system with a history of substance abuse.
Yeah, you got substance abuse that you continue in. You've gotten DUIs, license suspended, damn redneck fights over trailers and women.
But I feel it's a much more respectful way, because they no longer refer to me as a convicted felon. I'm a justice-impacted individual.
It's all part of this, and you enjoy that.
I do, because it levels the playing field, because
any
of my so-called victims, they're called justice-impacted individuals.
You're not in California.
We're all the same.
You're still a felon as far as Lee County's concerned.
Oh, no, no, no,
you
no.
Felon, you're a felon. Wait.
Because if Joe gets in there, you will by law have to refer to me as a justice-impact-slash-involved individual with a history of substance abuse.
Are you under the influence right now? Are you under the influence?
Hell, Stan, I can't tell anymore.
Uh-huh. You carrying?
Always. Why? You dry?
Oh, I'm just asking. You know what? I'd like to see sometime you better yourself, but you go to the strip bar and then you go to the karaoke bar. That's
well,
your
looky,
life. North Fort Myers. Looky here.
You're all highfalutin. I tell you something. I'm not a dick like you are.
What did you call me?
A dick.
Then why are you calling me on the phone anyways just to call me a dick? And I'm supposed to call you something politically correct when you're a convicted multiple felon.
Because that ain't the way I am, man.
What are you?
I'm a justice impact.
Okay, whatever. You know, I'm sick of listening to that. What do you want from me? Why are you calling this show three sheets to the wind and trying to justify Joe Biden?
Okay, so you just want to go there, don't
you keep going, looky here, looky here. I'm sick of listening to you call in every time and tell me looky here and what I ought to do.
Well, I have yet to hear you apologize to Joseph P. Biden Jr.
And I'm not his son? What's his son's name?
God, his son's name was Beauregard.
Oh, that's right. Bo Biden. I ain't going to apologize to any of them. Facts are facts.
Would you at least admit?
I'm not admitting anything to a drunk.
Would you at least admit that you'd consider buying a quality used vehicle from Joseph P. Biden Jr.?
I'd be worried. I'd be worried. A friend of mine just bought a car from an auction for like $6,500 and has 250,000 miles on it.
Yeah, well, I heard it was 35.
It might have been. I wouldn't drive anything that had 250,000 miles on it that weren't my own.
Well,
and if Joe Biden's going to sell me that car, no thank you.
It pains me to say this, but it wasn't a bad purchase because if it was one of them Japanese rice burners, you just keep the oil change, they run forever.
Okay, that's what he was told. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yep, you want something. I ain't got tickets to anything.
I'm not like you, brother.
You are. You call every time if we have a damn big concert or a show you want to get in.
I'm not like you because you didn't even have the common decency to invite me to your wedding.
Why would I invite you?
And you'll never know the gift that you would have gotten because it doesn't matter because you didn't invite me.
I wouldn't want the gift from you. It would either be used, hot, or inappropriate. I wouldn't want that.
Well, I would say you'd probably put it in category 3, but it'd probably make your girl smile. Anywho,
what?
Just because you didn't invite me to your wedding, I'm going to be the bigger man, and I'll invite you to mine.
Are you getting married? You're going to get... I thought you were a confirmed bachelor playing the field with the ladies over at the bar for years now. You're getting married?
Well, I am yes and no.
So are you getting married or aren't you getting married?
Well, you know, I've been living with Nikki.
Yeah, little Nikki there. Yep, I remember her because she was rooming with you, Nikki and Bambi, wasn't it? And then Amy, and then you had Diane, and you had them all there at one time or another, and their kids too.
Well, Nikki and I have hit it off pretty good because she pays the cable.
Ah, so there. She's towing her weight.
That's a keeper.
Uh-huh. Any kids with Nikki? And not you personally. I know you don't have any kids. But does she bring kids into the union?
Not into the union. Sometimes in the trailer, but mostly they keep to themselves, you know, running about.
Yeah.
But...
yes.
Buddy of mine's little girl just turned 18, and she wants me to have what she calls a commitment ceremony.
Ah, that you do amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the law that says you're married. You're going to do a commitment ceremony?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily understand all that goes into it. But she proposed to me, and she said what she's hoping is that her and I together can create some sort of computer virus.
What?
Because I'm going to wear black, okay?
Yeah.
And I look good in black. I'm going to wear my karaoke host.
She wants to have something go viral. On the internet, not a computer virus, something that goes viral.
Evidently, we're going to film it and it'll create a computer virus, because she's going to be dressed up like a Victoria's Secret angel, wearing white sequin cowboy boots with Christmas tree lights on them. And then it's also going to have that long wedding dress crap behind her, but you're going to be able to see her belly and all that.
And she says,
if we just film this and have it looking like a wedding, it'll create a computer virus, and somehow that'll make us money.
It'll go viral, and if she has an account...
That's what she's hoping, that it'll turn into a computer virus. I don't understand this high-tech nonsense.
So you're doing all this stuff for attention to make money, so I shouldn't say congratulations... on your marriage. You're doing some kind of backwoods union. What do you call it again?
She called it a commitment ceremony.
So it goes viral. Okay, whatever. Good. Have fun. Don't invite me. I don't want to come.
I don't want to come.
I'll watch it on the computer.
You're trying to turn around and make it sound like something fake. I'm planning on getting laid out of this.
Yeah, well, of course. Aren't you getting laid right now?
I know. I said I'm planning on it. If I go up and I marry the girl or commit to the girl, I better get some of that 18-year-old towel.
What are you talking about? Nikki's not 18. You're talking about the girl that wants to go and suggested that the whole thing go viral.
Yeah.
So you want to have sex with her?
Yeah. Why would I marry her if I didn't intend on it?
I'm
an honorable man.
Who are you marrying? Are you marrying Nikki or this 18-year-old?
Oh, I told you, it's my buddy's daughter. I don't even remember
what about Nikki?
Well, look, now, I don't believe in Allah, and I sure as hell ain't no Mormon. But I figure if it ain't legal, I don't really have two of them, because I ain't even married to Nikki.
So so you're going to go and
they'd be like sister wives, but without.
I don't want to know any of that stuff. What do you want from me? I'm not coming to it, and nor am I going to go and promote the fact to make it go viral, because he went and put on a black jacket and she went to Vicky's Secrets.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just, I'd appreciate it if you sent a gift.
What are you talking about? You said you're going to be the bigger man and invite me to your deal.
Yeah, you invited to the commitment ceremony, and I expect a gift.
But I ain't going, and I ain't getting you a gift.
Well, you're just a piece
Hey! Now, what do you want from me?
Well, I was hoping to get a wedding gift.
Okay, what do you need?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. Commitment ceremony.
I think
she's registered at the Walmart in North Fort Myers.
I'll take a look, okay?
I sure would appreciate it.
Got a bottle of champagne here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a bottle of champagne chilling right here. We can't drink it. We're not allowed. And it's all iced and chilled.
Y'all don't need it?
No.
I'll take it.
You got to come down here and get it.
I sent somebody down there.
Who are you going to send down there to pick up a bottle of champagne?
Well, look here. That's what I was going to say. Does it matter if the person picking it up is underage? Because I got a 14-year-old boy here named Wayne do anything I say.
We'll be back.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock. Rob Show takes things over, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. If you hit the G-spot, $1,000 could be yours. Be listening at 6 o'clock for the all-new safe word. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Road Watcher report saying northbound 41 is an absolute parking lot around Alico Road.
Any reason for that?
It's just after 5. Quitting time. Fort Myers got a crash. 7,000 block of Cypress Lake Drive right by the Speedway. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Hold on, I don't see something here.
Good thing I spotted it.
More ghosts in the machine?
That might be operator error. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, September 25th.
WMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Stan, was there ever a time in your life where you thought about coin collecting?
I did collect coins. I collected several times. Collected pennies when I was a kid. And then when my daughter was very young, we collected the state quarters and we collected the dollars with all the different presidents.
Do you have any coins from 1931 to 1933?
I don't know. I'd have to look. Well, the pennies might, maybe.
You might want to take a look.
Why?
They are considered extremely rare. And there is a very good reason for that. Because during the Great Depression, no one needed them. And the U.S. Mint stopped producing almost all coins.
Yeah, there was no need. Can you imagine? You know, when you talk about, you know, we're experiencing good times, but remember in 2008, we had the Great Recession. I don't think the U.S. Mint stopped making money.
Mm-mm.
Where it was so bad that, yeah, shut them down. Shut them down. We got enough coins from, you know, 30. We'll start up again in 34. That's amazing.
You know what is truly amazing? If you look back at your history. And no, I won't get deep into it. This is for you if you want to go look on your own. Look at the Depression of 1921. No one recalls that. You know why?
Why?
Because there was no government intervention, and it was over in a hurry.
Right.
It was when we tried to fix it that things ended up getting drawn out later.
Mm-hmm. Man, America's had pretty good depressions. I know in the late 1800s there was one. But, 21, well, you know what? Harding was president then and did it right. Just sat on his porch. Did nothing. A return to normalcy.
Mm-hmm. During World War II, few things more terrifying than long-range ballistic missiles.
Oh, yeah.
Think about what London went through when they were just lobbing V-2s over there.
Yeah, with the old Blitz.
But they weren't all that effective in World War II. It has been determined more people died developing long-range ballistic missiles during World War II than from those missiles being deployed and used.
Well, von Braun had a lot of help.
Plenty of cheap labor.
Yep, plenty of cheap labor.
Jeez. You know, sometimes we'll talk about something on the show, and then it just seems to be everywhere.
Like?
Well, last week, we found an episode of the Flintstones where Fred and Barney were just fascinated with Busch beer. It's all they could talk about.
You know, you go, and if you look that up, and it's available on YouTube, and I want to thank Pip, our buddy Pip, for finding it, because we played the Winston commercial, which a lot of people have heard, because
they were sponsored by
the
Winston.
Flintstones were not a Saturday morning cartoon. They were a prime time.
The Simpsons of their day.
Exactly. And cigarette smoking advertising was completely legal. And they sponsored the Flintstones. So they would do that. This Busch beer ad, I think the whole episode, it runs like 18, 19 minutes long. And it's all, and it features Busch beer. Oh, here, is that the beginning of it?
Yeah, every other word is Busch beer.
Yeah, here, roll them.
You can't say beer better than Busch.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How can they miss with that target advertising? Yabba-dabba-doo!
Right on target, Fred.
When you do for a beer, Busch does it. Ooh, there's a lot of Busch gonna be sold.
Beginning right now. Fill her up, Fred. There it is, 5 o'clock, quitting time all over town.
Yeah, the after-work rush will start now, and Claude isn't back yet.
Here they come.
Yeah. I better Fred get and Barney running a bar.
Yeah. They sell Busch.
One Busch coming right up. Your next, sir.
Keep pouring, Barney.
Another Busch, bartender.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, this sure hits a spot.
Hurry up, bartender.
Coming.
Another Busch, please.
There you are, sir.
Fill her up, bartender.
Yes, sir.
Two more here, please.
Two more Busch coming up. Gee. And we thought the gravel pit was hard work.
My feet are killing me. Guy has to be in good condition to hold his job.
Somehow I enjoy beer better on the other side of the bar. It takes know-how to work in a beer business.
Yeah, and we got no know-how. Know-how.
Hey, Fred, look outside. Mr. Slate. And he's starting to come in.
Hey, Barney, I just got an idea to make it our jobs back. Come on!
Here, disguise yourself with these cows.
You and I have had that exact same conversation.
Unbelievable. The whole episode. So, you got a beer sponsor, a cigarette sponsor. Everything's great.
So, I don't know if we're to blame for this or not, but it's awfully odd that it shows up now. Goldie's Ice Cream Shop in Prairie City, Iowa, just announced they have successfully created Busch Light flavored soft serve ice cream. That's right. It's never been done before, using America's best worst beer for soft serve ice cream. They will sell it until Monday with all proceeds going to charity.
That's nice.
They created it in honor of that college kid on ESPN's College Game Day that wanted Busch Light. According to Goldie's, most people are, quote, pleasantly surprised. The most common response has been, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
You know, over at the Miracle Game, they have those beer shakes.
What?
That's
you don't mix beer with dairy. That's what
that's what they do over there, and people rave about them. There it is, right there, the Miracle Beer Shake. And you go down there and watch a miracle game, and they'll go in and try to tell you to have one of these beer shakes. I've never had one. And they were, Stan, you got to try these. You and Annie will love these.
There are times in life where you would enjoy a cold beer.
Yeah.
There are times in life when you would enjoy a milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
And generally, those are two very different environments.
But that's what they have over there, and it's like evidently a big seller. No.
Well, that's because everybody gets to yuck it up.
Yep. Yep. Oh, there's a couple of foamy ones right there. Call them foamy beer shakes.
Is that a head or whipped cream?
I don't know. Rob, what are they? Because you brought up an article. What do they say about them? Because I remember, every time we'd go to a miracle game or do something, they would go and have these beer shakes. They describe what it is.
It says beer shakes are $9.25.
Naturally.
They checked them out. Beer shakes, they come with whipped cream optional. They are, you can choose a specific beer mixed with liquid ice cream, malted milk, and ice. The flavors include the Sarasota-based Big Top Brewery's Key Lime Wheat Beer. You can also do another brewery's Not Your Father's Root Beer. They say that they went down smooth, and you can barely even taste the beer.
You know what? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I'll give you an example. Edible toilet paper. It can be done, but who wants it?
Yeah. And get confusion in there and all that. And,
dangerous.
Speaking of that, I heard about it, and I saw it somewhere. I was listening to the advertising of it. First time you go to Europe or something, or you see it on TV, the bidet.
Yeah.
Now, and I think it's like $75. No added electricity, no added plumbing. You can go and set up this portable bidet for your toilet. And what it is you hook it up to your existing plumbing in your toilet. It goes underneath the lid. And as you're sitting there,
isn't that a bit messy? If it's not professionally installed.
No, they say you can do it yourself, and you just hit the button, and it cleanses you, it washes everything, and they say you save on toilet paper.
Well,
there it is, right there.
It looks like a cooler.
Yeah, well, they say you can put it together in 15 minutes. Look, there it is. You connect it.
Connect the douche.
Yeah, there, and the hose goes underneath the rim. And Dave is looking at this like a spaz, bobbing his head up and down like a monkey. Just watch the video, Dave. You don't have to go and act like you're some kind of moron.
I'm not, dude. I'm just laughing at the opening of the bit right here, this thing.
Get away from the microphone.
Well, you don't turn it on, bro. I mean, that's the problem.
Look at this. See how it connects?
Connect the connect button to the douche arm.
Yep. And then right underneath, and then you adjust it, and it will spray right there.
No, you don't hook it up to the plumbing. You got to constantly add water.
There, look. Yeah, no, right there. That's what it does.
Right there.
Right there. And get it low cost.
Boy, they should hire me to do their advertising. You know what I'd put on there?
What?
The cleanse that satisfies.
Yep. I might get one.
That's because I just sold you.
Yeah, I think it was you that put me over the top on it.
Yep. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Summer has come to an end, and my friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District have exciting news for you. They are overstocked on beautiful diamond jewelry and will close out the month of September with a liquidation sale. This weekend only, no reasonable offer will be refused on the largest selection of diamond jewelry in Southwest Florida. Beautiful diamond bracelets, stunning diamond earrings, pendants, rings, and more are all being marked down for this event. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with over 3,000 engagement rings. Jason and Todd want to meet you personally this weekend, and as they prepare for fourth quarter, you'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Make your deal directly with Jason and Todd. This is a rare and amazing opportunity, as no reasonable offer will be refused. The Diamond District will liquidate beautiful jewelry, and you will save like never before.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News.
On the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill,
you couldn't see Dave in the other room, but Rob is playing the promo video
like
that we're watching, and he's doing this. This is what he's doing, and I know you at home can't see this, but Haney needs the visual of it to see what I have to go through. He's sitting there watching the video, and he's aped over, slack jawed, going. That's what he's doing, bobbing his head up and down. Like an imbecile. And it's like, all right, Dave, you're watching a movie about a portable bidet.
What's that noise he made?
You know?
I think it's because he saw the word douche arm,
yeah.
And it got him all giggly.
Jeez, you go walk in the hallway, you see him, you take a wrong turn, next thing you're seeing Rosemary Kennedy. Sorry.
But Rosemary's got an excuse.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Did I say Bill?
Yes.
All right. I may need your help with this, Stan.
What?
Because I'm still not sure I totally understand the story.
Right.
Here is what they're telling me, Stan. There is a 45-year-old woman named Christine Barnett from Lafayette, Louisiana. Now, she's known for bragging and writing a book about her genius autistic son and that he's a genius because she raised him to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in May of 2010, Christine and her 43-year-old husband, Michael, agreed to an emergency adoption of a 6-year-old girl from the Ukraine.
Yep.
Named Natalia, 6-year-old girl. Well, and that was in May of 2010. And in 2013, Christine and Michael moved to Canada and left Natalia behind. But I thought she was a 6-year-old girl.
No, she wasn't.
Authorities tracked down Christine and Michael last week and arrested them for neglect of a dependent.
Yep.
But they are insistent that all is not as it seems. First of all, they say they did not abandon their 9-year-old. They say they figured out that their adopted daughter
from Ukraine
was actually a 22-year-old dwarf posing as a 6-year-old.
Yep.
How do you get taken in by that? Don't these people watch cartoons?
Yeah, I know. Take a good hard look, where she's dressed in the black there.
Yeah.
Take a good hard look at that little darling. She's not a child. She's not a child.
Now,
she drinks and smokes.
So evidently.
And Dave would date her.
Not only is she a 22-year-old dwarf posing as a 9-year-old child. They claim that she is a 22-year-old sociopathic dwarf who tried to poison Christine and push her into an electric fence and once attacked a baby.
Hiding knives in the house, staring at him in the middle of the night, looking down at him. Can you imagine rolling over and opening up your eyes, see what time it is, and finding out you got 3 more hours to sleep, and there she is. Staring down at you.
The Barnetts say they're not sure why they were arrested because they went to court to argue to legally change the girl's age a few years back, And they say several witnesses testified that their daughter was actually a grown adult.
Correct, but with dwarfism.
Natalia was in a facility. But a few years back, she left, and now the sociopathic dwarf's whereabouts are unknown.
Yep.
She is at large.
Got in a car and drove right out.
On the loose.
Yep.
And by the way, if all of this sounds overly familiar, you're probably thinking about the film Orphan from 2009 that featured the exact same scenario. And now, a couple of stories that feature the avocado.
Okay.
Who knew it could be such trouble?
A lot of people love avocado.
Dateline, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
The armpit of Florida. Anything bad that happens in that area or here.
A 56-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie confronted her 72-year-old roommate earlier this month.
Jeez.
After the 72-year-old apparently had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to eat a bunch of avocados the 56-year-old had lovingly sliced and left in the fridge.
Jeez, got to leave them on the counter to get ripe, though.
When the woman confronted the 72-year-old over the crime, the 72-year-old responded by raising her middle finger.
What?
This enraged the 56-year-old, who grabbed additional avocado and threw it at her.
Oh, my God.
Some of it hit the 72-year-old woman square in the face.
Which caused her head to go back and to the left.
And some of it hit the wall, and by the splatter pattern, you can tell.
Back and to the left.
Police arrived on the scene where they found the 56-year-old woman eating loose hamburger meat and additional avocado. She was arrested for battery on a person 65 or older.
Oh, that's a big crime.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, I just received the new copy of British Medical Journal in the mail.
I know you're a subscriber.
And there's some big news right now regarding a 60-year-old woman who was at a wedding and thought she was eating a big scoop of avocado. But she was mistaken. It was not avocado.
What was it?
It was a big scoop of green wasabi.
Woo! Got a little horseradish in there.
Now, the woman knew the avocado tasted strange.
Yeah. A little heat.
But it wasn't until a few minutes later when she began experiencing severe chest pains.
Sure.
Which spread to the arms.
Radiated.
Yes. She panicked and wound up at the local hospital, where doctors determined she'd triggered a heart condition called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, better known as broken heart syndrome.
Oh.
You see, after something tragic happens, the stress can trigger actual heart problems, and somehow the shock of the wasabi did the same thing to this woman.
Saved her life.
For what it's worth, researchers say they believe this is the first documented time wasabi has triggered this specific heart condition, and the woman was back in good health again after about a month.
There we go.
Little more careful about what she shovels into her mouth yeah. now.
Might learn something. Keep your hands off the champagne, Dave.
That's good champagne. Remember that, huh? Remember you poured me a glass.
Yeah, good stuff.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, September 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see... Rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
We've been working on that, yep. So he finally did it. He admitted he can't do it.
Yep, my screen, which I've asked him for 6 months.
And he wants to please you, yep. So he says, yeah, no problem.
He's doing neither.
But he finally admitted he can't do it. Isn't that better?
Yeah,
so
it's better.
So you can have a professional
Yeah, now
do
I
it.
Can go and have somebody do it. Get out of my sight, Dave. A couple of things.
I might have told him you wouldn't be mad if he...
I'm not mad. That. It's to be expected. Crash, Fort Myers, Shawnee Road and State Road 82, and in Lehigh Acres, we have a crash, 4th Street West and Gunnery Road North.
So you're not mad at him?
Oh, no. How can you get mad at something you already know the answer to? Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I think the bullying that young people have to go through now in schools is really rough. I really sympathize because I was bullied when I was a kid. I remember when I was in junior high, we had this music appreciation class that we never appreciated. And they took us to hear some classical music once at a symphony orchestra. In one of these classical pieces, there's a moment where they bang a gong. And every time they banged the gong, all the kids sitting in front of me would stand up, turn to me, and bow like that. Which is some racist-ass bull... but also incredibly well-coordinated for a group of 13-year-olds. 13-year-olds are the meanest people in the world. They terrify me to this day. If I'm on the street on like a Friday at 3 p.m. and I see a group of 8th graders on one side of the street, I will cross to the other side of the street. Because 8th graders will make fun of you, but in an accurate way.
Yep, Dave knows that.
They will get to the thing that you don't like about you.
Steal a skateboard.
They don't even need to look at you for long. They'll just be like, ha 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 ha. Hey, look at that high-waisted man. He got feminine hips. And I'm like, no, that's the thing I'm sensitive about.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Aw, jeez. Oh, if it isn't the King of Hancock, our man from North Fort Myers. What's going on there, Bubba?
Well, let me tell you, jumping, Bubba.
What?
I'm not like you because you didn't even have the common decency to invite me to your wedding.
Why would I invite you?
Just because you didn't invite me to your wedding, I'm going to be the bigger man, and I'll invite you to mine.
Are you getting married? You're going to get... I thought you were a confirmed bachelor playing the field with the ladies over at the bar for years now. You're getting married?
Well, you know, I've been living with Nikki.
Yeah, little Nikki there. Yep, I remember her because she was rooming with you, Nikki and Bambi, wasn't it? And then you had Amy, and then you had Diane, and you had them all there at one time or another, and their kids too.
Well, Nikki and I have hit it off pretty good because she pays the cable.
Ah, so there, she's towing her weight. Yes.
That's a keeper.
Uh-huh. Any kids with Nikki? And not you personally. I know you don't have any kids. But does she bring kids into the union?
Not into the union. Sometimes in the trailer, but mostly they keep to themselves, you know, running about.
Yeah.
But.
Yes.
Buddy of mine's little girl just turned 18.
Uh-huh.
And she wants me to have what she calls a commitment ceremony.
Ah, that you do amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the law that says you're married. You're going to do a commitment ceremony?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily understand all that goes into it.
Uh-huh.
But she proposed to me, and she said what she's hoping is that her and I together can create some sort of computer virus.
What?
Because I'm going to wear black, okay?
Yeah.
And I look good in black. I'm going to wear my karaoke host.
She wants to have something go viral. On the internet, not a computer virus, something that goes viral.
Evidently, we're going to film it, and it'll create a computer virus, because she's going to be dressed up like a Victoria's Secret angel, wearing white sequin cowboy boots with Christmas tree lights on them. And then it's also going to have that long wedding dress crap behind her, but you're going to be able to see her belly and all that.
And she says,
if we just film this and have it looking like a wedding, it'll create a computer virus, and somehow that'll make us money.
It'll go viral. And if she has an account,
that's what she's hoping, that it'll turn into a computer virus. I don't understand this high tech nonsense.
So you're doing all this stuff for attention to make money. So I shouldn't say congratulations on your marriage. You're doing some kind of backwoods union. What do you call it again?
She called it a commitment ceremony,
so it goes viral. Okay, whatever. Good. Have fun. Don't invite me. I don't want to come.
I don't want to come.
I'll watch it on the computer.
You're trying to turn around and make it sound like something fake. I'm planning on getting laid out of this.
Yeah, well, of course. Aren't you getting laid right now?
I know. I said I'm planning on it. If I go up and I marry the girl or commit to the girl, I better get some of that 18-year-old towel.
What are you talking about? Nikki's not 18. You're talking about the girl that wants to go and suggested that the whole thing go viral.
Yeah.
So you want to have sex with her?
Yeah. Why would I marry her if I didn't intend on it?
I didn't.
I'm an honorable man.
Who are you marrying? Are you marrying Nikki or this 18-year-old?
Oh, I told you. It's my buddy's daughter. I don't even remember what
her name about Nikki?
Is. Well, look, now, I don't believe in Allah, and I sure as hell ain't no Mormon. But I figure if it ain't legal, I don't really have two of them, because I ain't even married to Nikki. They'd be like sister wives, but without
I don't want to know any of that stuff. What do you want from me? I'm not coming to it.
I'd appreciate it if you sent a gift.
What are you talking about? You said you're going to be the bigger man and invite me to your deal.
Yeah, you invited the commitment ceremony, and I expect a gift.
But I ain't going, and I ain't getting you a gift. Now, what do you want from me?
I was hoping to get a wedding gift.
Okay, what do you need?
I sure would appreciate it.
Got a bottle of champagne here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a bottle of champagne chilling right here. We can't drink it. We're not allowed.
Y'all don't need it?
No.
I'll take it.
You got to come down here and get it.
I sent somebody down there.
Who are you going to send down there to pick up a bottle of champagne?
Look here. That's what I was going to say. Does it matter if the person picking it up is underage? Because I got a 14-year-old boy here named Wayne do anything I say.
Blue skies. Yeah. Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.